You hear that?
Yeah. Sounds like fun. Hey! Hey! What are you doing with my laptop? Hey, dude, come on. Give it back. It's gonna get soaked.
Hold on. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
What the hell, man? You want to get hit by lightning? Come on, man. Give it back to me, dude.
No, stop. Do you hear that? Do you know what that means?
Time to go back inside?
No, you moron. The storm hour is on.
And we're live on the powerful Storm Hour. Yes, we have a great show today on the Storm Hour, where we always talk about Movie Storm. Yes, always. And we also have, well, I'm Jake Chief, and we also have D.L. Watson. How are you, D.L.?
Hello!
Hello. Yes, and that was D.L. Watson. Thank you for coming by. how's your week been?
My week has been hectic. I have been doing everything this week. And then, on top of that, today, my car breaks down.
Oh.
Yes, I was trying to rush home to get home to, you know, queue up Raptor 7 Spindrift film and on TMU Theater, and because he had a premiere at 10 o'clock this morning. And car breaks down on the freeway. So, unfortunately, I was not able to queue up that film. So, for those who are listening who actually tuned in to Lit Watch that, I'm very much apologize for that. And hopefully we can get another time set up so that way we can see what Raptor has in store for us. So my week's been okay. I mean, I've been still kind of recovering from the Machinima Expo, which really was like 2 days of just bombardment of just constant work. And and the weeks before that, I was uploading films and files and like that. Nowhere in comparison to what the actual staff put together, but it was pretty stressful, something new and different. But I know what to expect next year, so I better prepare myself mentally. So, and then on top of that, I'm going to school, so I've been dealing with getting classes set up, my scheduling all done, and, getting my financial aid approved, and then on top of that, I've started brushing up on some of my card tricks. So, you know, it's been a busy week. Mm. Oh, and I've, you know, officially began development. I say officially because I just kind of tinkered with it off and on in between projects that I've been working on, but I have finally have an open schedule, I finally have time to work on it, so officially I have now rebegun development on the Gray People. So
yes, I feel like you're going to say that, and I'm so pleased.
So I've begun to do some set designs. I've sketch up some stuff as far as what I'm wanting to build, and I've tinkered around with some other programs, seeing if maybe they would offer me some better options, and so far, Movie Storm is the one that I think I'm going to go with in the end.
Good choice.
Or that I'm not that I think that I'm going to go with it, that I'm most definitely going to go with. I'm going to be using Blender for all my 3D asset creations because I've pretty much have really got Blender under my thumb, so I'm basically able to model things now, which is really cool. And I just got to. You know, I got to learn some shortcuts here and there, but as I'm building, I'm realizing that the more I continue to build, the more I begin to learn its interface, and I think, okay, well, I'm wanting this particular aspect of something. I know how it works in other programs. How do I find it in Blender? And I usually have been able to do that. And I'm also signed up with a website called lynda.com, which, or it's lynda.org or something like that, but it's this great resource to learn software, and they have this massive expansion on Blender. It's like some 32 video tutorials from this guy that would, you know, if you were to buy it yourself, it'd cost $50 to do it, but it's a great resource, and if I highly recommend anybody, if you're just using anything, you know, like Blender, Max, you know, Adobe Premiere, you want to learn the software that you bought and you want to learn it, you know, how to use it, great, check out lynda.com. That's a great resource. So yeah, that's what I've been working on. What about you, Jake? How's it going?
Going well. Yeah, my week has been superb. Yeah, it's been incredibly busy. I do have a little announcement. I'm sure most of you probably know, if you listened to the Roger and Ken show last week, I was talking to Roger last week, and now I'm going to be the official director of 2 weeks in Texas. And so, yeah, I've been making that all week. It should be out by late December to early January. Right now is my biggest hope. Maybe even earlier. I don't know. But yeah, it stars Ken White and Nack Weems, Afterthought, and Mrs. Guppy. So it's a great group, and it's really fun to make right now. It's I read the script, great script by Roger. He did a great job writing it. It's based off of a true story, off of how he and Alex met, and or after they met, the aftermath and stuff. But it's really well done, written wise, and so I hope to take on the challenge of directing it. So that's gonna be fun, and so yeah, it's really fun.
Well, cool. You know, that's gonna be a challenge for you, so good job. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it all works out. So cool.
Yeah. So, what's going on in the news of Movie Storm?
I have no idea. I've been really, really busy this week. But let's take a look here. We have Movie Storm. Obviously, we haven't released anything in this last week, because then I would have something immediately to talk about. But I'm not sure if it was talked about last week on the show, but Movie Storm is now doing DVD packages of the Movie Storm software, so now you can have a backup copy of your software, something to go haywire, or if you don't have internet access where you are, you can order it and have it sent to you. But yeah, that's kind of cool. They've created a user manual that you can now look at. It's been updated for the current version of Movie Storm, so that way, if you're having any issues with the software, you could take a look at the manual and, you know, figure out how to use it. Looks like they're trying to ramp up some new packs that are coming out. Something called Storm Blades, some new swords, handheld props. Maybe it's going to come out with some animations along with them, so that way you can create some sword fighting films. So that's pretty cool. And I think that's pretty much it as far as the development blog for this week.
Well, there is a couple of things I've noticed. I just have to go to the website, which I don't know if you heard about it. Yeah, I just need to go to the thing. So, yada, yada, yada. Okay, announcements. Said announcements. Come on. But, yeah. Computers. Oh, found it. Okay. So, here we go. Have you heard about the new Movie Storm pricing options?
Yes, I did, yep. But I thought you guys would have talked about that last week on the show.
There was no show last week.
I'm talking about the week before when I was.
There was no show the week before.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's right. We didn't have a show last week because Monk decided just to cancel all the shows without telling anybody about it.
Yeah.
You know, even though I was waiting at 12:50 to be called and onto the show, you know, to do our show, that was great. It was awesome. What a great producer he is. Yes, they do have a new pricing model at MovieStorm that allows you to, you know, basically purchase content packs and the software for a much cheaper price. Well, why don't you talk about it, Jake, and why don't you talk about the changes and how it affects you as a MovieStorm user?
Okay, well, they started, new pricing options, where now you can get, what the hell is this? Okay, one sec, I just got a little pop-up thing. Okay, so back to the thing. So they started a new pricing option, and that means that you now you can get some more stuff for more money for your money. And so yeah, they're introducing the new MovieStorm Complete 2010, and now the pricings of different things are different for new users, which can affect some new people. So yeah, here it goes.
Hello, Jay.
Oh, hi. What happened?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it sounded like it was static, and the static ended.
Well.
I don't know if we're still alive or not, but...
Mark! Are we still alive?
He's away from keyboard, it seems like. And DL, are you there?
That's why I was shouting at him. Well, we can always ask the chat room, hey, are we still alive?
Yeah, are we still alive? Please give us your answer in the chat. If you can. If you can hear us.
We could do with that. This station has broken message. So, I'm going to assume we're live.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that too. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Roger. If you can hear us still, yeah. But yeah, I guess I'm going to just see if there's anything in the chat room, and then if
they say. Jake, I thought you were going to talk about the MovieStorm pricing options.
I am. It's just something happened. I don't know if we're streaming or not. But
here we are.
Because. Seem like, yeah, all right, we are? Okay.
Yeah,
anyway.
Again for 10 minutes, so, yeah, I'm good. I will be
okay. So, anyway, the MovieStorm pricing options, says, as before, you have the choice to buy any of the bundles outright, or else get a 1-month, 3-month license, or 12-month license. The longer the license, the more you'll save. A 12-month license costs the same as 5 months. Bought individually. If you choose one of the limited licenses, you can opt to make it a regular payment. You'll be billed automatically when your license expires and your MovieStorm usage won't be interrupted. You can cancel recurring payments at any time. Just pick whatever suits your budget. Get going for a little as $10 or buy everything for $225. And whenever you choose, you have 7 days free to try before making the decision. So, what that means is that you can get different kinds of, like, content packs for different amounts of things. And so, are you guys still there?
Yes.
Okay. So, what were your thoughts on that deal?
Well, my thoughts on it are I hope it works out for them. I mean, it's definitely a good deal. Seems like they're kind of, it seems like it's kind of like undercutting them a little bit. I mean, but then again, you know, they're trying to make money, trying to get people to buy it. So, I guess, you know, that's... whatever floats their boat, I guess. As a user, doesn't really bother me much. I mean, I have already bought all the content packs. I've spent over $100 on all the content packs that I have purchased. And so it was slightly a little irritating that now they're offering all the content packs plus MovieStorm for $75. and or not all the content packs, but 35 of them for $75. When I've spent over a couple hundred dollars, and there's no options available for new users to be able to have any kind of, there's no incentives for new users. Obviously, you could say, well, just buy MovieStorm for $75. That's a great deal. It is a great deal. MovieStorm is a great software. But, there's just some things that, how would I put it, I guess? It's like, I can't come up with a good analogy at this point, but it's just, as a business model, it'd be great if they had something special for their core users who've been around for a while, and who have helped, suggest features, and who have the content packs, and be say, okay, well, here's a program meant specifically for you. Because they say, oh, well, you can go back to the old plan. Well, you're paying just $80 for the subscription, but you're now offering $80 for all the content packs that you already own. So there's nothing there for the users that have been there for a while. It would be great if they had something similar to the complete package, but make it where it's for the content packs that are coming out. Pay $100 and you get MovieStorm plus 5 free packs when we release them, that's coming out in 2011 or whatever. I don't care. I guess that would be the same thing as, now that I think about it, I guess that'd be the same thing as what the old package used to be, because you'd buy the MovieStorm package and get 8,000 MovieStorm points. So, I don't know. It's back and forth. I'm kind of mixed about it, but if it works for the company, if it gives them a paycheck, and it will, help them, the money that goes to MovieStorm staff will help improve the software, I say right on. I think it's going to be a great deal. And I look forward to seeing the next business model change.
Yeah, okay, sorry, my mic was muted. I agree. I don't think, though, that would really affect us, though, since, I think it's mainly just new users. But, So, now, I think we'll go to break, don't you think, Dio?
Well, that's if our wonderful host can actually, put us to break.
producer, yeah.
Yes. I don't sweat at all. The only reason why I have water on me is because you're sweating all over me. All right. So let's go to break.
Okay, and we'll be right back after this. What are you guys even playing?
GTA 4. Liberty cool. City Stories.
Cool.
Yeah, we do Chopper v. Chopper. And I'm doing it live.
We're live. Oh.
A bit forced.
Hello, and welcome back to the Roger and Jake show. Yes.
Hello.
Okay.
I was practicing. That's practicing.
Okay.
Further. Yeah.
Okay.
So you got loads of questions to ask me about MovieStorm, Jake.
Yes, and about 2 weeks in Texas too. Because, first I just want to say Deal's not here anymore. Oh, not anymore, I mean just today. Because, he has some car trouble, so. He has to go fix that. So, it's going to be just Roger and I, and maybe that little redneck in the background will talk, if he needs to. But, when did you start MovieStorm, and what do you think of how it's developing?
Right, okay. When did I start MovieStorm? Probably somewhere fairly back in the early days, because I am actually a pioneer. So that means I signed up real early, which is probably about 5 years ago. And I tried it, couldn't get on with it, hated it, thought it was pants. as we say over here. And I thought, it's got a lot of potential. Well, no point holding back on these things. And I thought, well, it has potential, but it doesn't do what I want, so I'll stick with the movies. Well, about 2 years later and about three attempts later, each time I tried it, I thought, this is looking a lot better than last time. A lot better. And it was still a case of, it's still not going to do what I want it to. Then they reached a point where a version came out. Can't remember which version it was, but a version came out. And I thought, now this is now what I wanted. Actually now does what I always wanted it to do. I think that was probably two and a half years ago. And I thought, right, now's the time to become a movie stormer. So in that time, last 2.5 years, I've released a few movies, not many, but I have released some, mostly promos and the like, but and music videos and things like that. So yeah.
Yeah, cool. And where did you first hear about Movie Storm?
Probably on the Ken and Roger show, I'd imagine. Almost guarantee it. Probably Ken talking about it one day, or one of their guests. Something like that. That's the only thing I can think of. Either that or in the movies forums, because people were talking about it over there as well. So, yeah, somewhere around that.
Yeah, and, so, as people probably know that you wrote 2 Weeks in Texas, so where did you, like, when did you first write 2 Weeks in Texas?
Ooh, probably about 4 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. It's certainly some time, that's for sure, to say the least. I've had two major computer crashes or more since then. I've lost it a couple of times. Ken found it for me again because he had a copy. So, yes, it's say somewhere around about 3-4 years since it was written. And it's based on a true story. Shock horror.
So, do you want to tell our wonderful listening viewers about what it's about?
No, of course I do. in a nutshell, it dates back to 11 years ago, probably 12 years ago come January, and it's basically the beginning of the story of how Alex and I met. So it's a true story of what went on. I mean, names have been changed in the script and what have you.
Yeah.
And it's something I always wanted to write into a story or something. And there's other stuff as well, so you never know. There may be a follow-up movie at some stage, and fairly likely that Jake, if there is, Jake would probably do it, if he was willing. That's a possibility in the long term. All I've got to do is write the script. The story's already there, because it's already happened. So, yes, there's four main characters in the story. There's the... well, this is probably the strangest thing, is that it's a romance. This particular one, the follow-up movie, if it happens, will be more of a drama slash action movie. Probably more drama, knowing the way I write things. But this one's more romance, but it does have action or drama in it as well, as to put it. And the main characters are, you've got the main male romantic figure, the main female romantic figure, you have an antagonist who's a real and a wonderful lady who helps things to happen. Don't want to give away more than that at the moment. But
It's I do have to say it's a great script, and more than honored to direct it, and it's just gonna be. It's just so amazing by how you did it, and so it's beautiful, really beautiful. Yes.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I suppose being based in reality, it makes a difference the way a story is told. It has different aspects to it. Some of the things have been toned down a little, but nothing's been exaggerated as such. It's real, and the things which happen in future, in the following episode, if it comes to that, are things like you'll have off-duty FBI agents tracing down the main couple, and gangs and drive-by shootings and the like. These are all things which also actually happened. This is a tame episode. So yes, it was quite some weeks. And this episode, even though it's called 2 weeks in Texas, it actually only takes you up to the evening of day one out of the 14 days. So it gives you an idea how much more is in the story. How long do you think it's going to be by the time you've put it all together, Jake?
Alright, so right now, because I just started the title sequence and stuff, and that's just a little thing, so I guess it would probably be around 7 minutes. That's around when usually my movies are. Yeah, so it's going to be around there, not too long, so yes.
The script is about 5 pages, I think, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, from memory. So yes, that's good.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to seeing how the movie of how I'm making it turns out, you know, when it's all completed. That and I can't wait to see what you think of it too, Roger.
Well, actually, this is an interesting experience for me because I've actually made films which other people's scripts have been, so I know what it's like to work on somebody else's script. It's a different experience.
It is. Yeah, it could be nerve-wracking sometimes. It just always depends on the person, on the scriptwriter. Like some scriptwriters, you know, want exactly how it's done in the script. Other scriptwriters, you know, just want to be the director to lay back, on the movie and just do whatever the director wants. You know, it's their script, but you know they can do whatever.
My way of working on it as the script writer is basically, Jake's asked me a few questions, and for accuracy, those are the ones which have been relevant, but mostly I've said, like, well, you're the director, you go with what you want. And basically, as long as he doesn't dress the main characters up as clowns with red noses.
Exactly.
You have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, I have done that,
Oh, dear. Feared the worst. I think it's usually comes out well if you leave the director to do their own work. I know that some people who have taken on other people's work have even had to leave the projects because the scriptwriter has been so interfering that it's been unbearable to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is,
yeah,
if you're going to get somebody else to direct something, the thing is you don't want to be telling them how to do it, because if you really want that much control, you should be doing it yourself. At the end of the day, you shouldn't be micromanaging it. And personally, when I thought about who could I get to do it, Jake was my first choice, believe it or not. And the reason for that is because I've seen his work over a long period of time. And back in the early days, some of his stuff was pretty, well, not that good. But over the last
year, I agree.
Over the last year especially, I've seen his work come on a long way, and I now see that he's a good filmmaker. I think the last 2-3 films you've made, I've been very impressed with.
Thank you.
Because of that, I thought, now he's the guy to go for. He's improving all the time, and I think this would be good to have him run with it. And I thought, rather than throw it out for anybody to go for, which is the same as I do with voice acting, I like to approach the people that I want to act in it and do that way. I don't do casting calls, and I thought, the same with a director, I'd go that route. So that's how Jake ended up doing it. He just seemed to be right for what I wanted for the job. Yeah. Sorry, talking to third person, Jake, were you sitting there? But there's an audience, it's not just you and I.
But yeah, it's really, really fun to direct this. You know, it's a very compelling story that really gets you hooked. And, you know, I'm trying to make this movie, you know, absolutely perfect. If I see something that does not look right, I won't just try to ignore it and say, that's just one error. I will try to get in there, fix it, you know, and try to see how that works, and then, you know, go to the next thing, you know. It's been really fun making this so far. It's been a week, but it's been awesome, you know. So thank you for the opportunity, and I'm definitely going to go for it. So, yeah.
I'm confident you'll do a better job than I would have done. I'm still not, to be honest. The voice acting that I've heard so far, because two of the characters, the voice acting was originally recorded 2 or 3 years ago. Kim's line were, Mrs. G did originally, but I lost the files, and she kindly, about 6-7 months ago or so, re-recorded them for me. So, and I know that both the voice acting of those two in it is actually excellent. Ken plays actually a nasty character in this one. I mean, usually he plays...
Someone that dies.
That's right. Or he plays sort of a certain kind of, sort of like a policeman, a TV anchor, that kind of thing. But this one, he's actually got to be a complete a-hole. And he plays it really well.
Yeah, he did. He actually sounds younger to me. I don't know why. He does.
He was about 3 years younger. He was still working back. He wasn't retired when he recorded that. So, yeah, it gives you an idea how long ago it was. But, yeah, his lines are good in it. Because he's a good voice actor. He'll tell you otherwise, but he wouldn't have been in as many movies as he has been if he wasn't any good. That's a fact.
Yeah. He is a talent.
Mrs. G, obviously, as everyone knows, is a fantastic voice actress.
Yes. She is amazing, and I never thought I would have a chance to direct a movie where she's in, but... I am.
I'm also impressed with, because with the other two voices which were done, they weren't ever recorded, because I was originally going to do them myself along with Alex, and I said to Jake at the time, I said, we're available if you want, but if you can think of someone better, then go for it. And I really do appreciate the choices he's made. I think they're far better. I mean, McQueen's getting on it. I mean, well, he's like one of the really best voice actors going nowadays. I mean, he is awesome. So I think he'll be perfect. And After Fort should be great as well. So, excellent stuff. Excellent. Very pleased with it.
Yes. I've heard Afterthought's voices, and she's done... She did a really good job as Alex's character, and so very believable. So yeah, and I'm really looking forward to hearing Max's part. So that'll be
and the right side of the pond as well, because that's an important part of it. So yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey so far for 1 week, you know.
And you say you're hoping to get it out by the end of the year, possibly.
Yeah, that's what I'm really hoping for. Is right now I'm making enough progress where that could happen. But I just don't know, because, you know, I'm hoping to put it out on TMU Theater. But I want to put it out on a week where people are not away and have time to see it. I may wait until January. Just depends when I finish it. So I may have it done by before Christmas. So I don't know.
However long it takes you, it'll be quicker than I'd have got it done. Yeah. And it's funny, since you've taken it over in this last week, nobody said to me, where's 2 weeks in Texas?
Isn't that a good feeling?
It is. It's very good. It's like, yes. Yeah. No bug Jake.
It's been, like I said, several times, and you're probably sick of me hearing this right now, but it's been fun.
I know it's very different from other things you've done, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. I have made, like, romance and stuff, a lot, but this will probably be one of the most complex ones, I would say. I would say it was probably one of the most complex ones. It's a nice challenge for me. I love challenges. Unless they're too challenging, then I don't like challenges. But, for the most part, I like challenges, and this is a very fun challenge to do. So, yes. It's awesome.
Awesome.
So, I just had another question, which I just forgot. So did all this take place in... Oh, actually, no. I almost said a very stupid question, never mind.
Did it really take place in place in 2 weeks in Texas, just to do it.
Yeah, so the acid like took place in Eastbourne or something.
No,
but
southern Texas.
Southern Texas.
Yeah, right down near the Mexican border.
Ooh. Yeah, like near El Paso or something.
Not quite that low, but getting that way. Yeah, nearer between there and Houston, about halfway between. Well, probably nearer to El Paso, but yeah, that kind of direction. Yeah, south coast. Been hit by tornadoes and hurricanes and that wet stuff which comes through. Yeah, hurricanes. That's the one.
Yeah.
Always seems to get hit. Yeah, it's a fascinating experience. And some of the things I've mentioned on the show, like the attempted drive-by shooting, which nearly happened, and things like that. Yeah, are we keeping you up, Monk? I think he's falling asleep on us. Wake up!
So, you have any questions, Monk, about 2 weeks in Texas, and or just about Roger doing movie song? Oh, I have a question. Alright. Are you planning on making any other movies in the future? With MovieStorm?
I haven't got any other... Shut up. I haven't got any other projects in mind at this time. But if something suddenly takes my fancy, like, oh, that'll be fun, I'll go and do it. But I always seem to have so many things I'm interested in. It's like...
Yeah.
You've got to hit with the iron's hot and... Yeah, I don't. Well, that's one reason why you're making this movie rather than me, because I just haven't been able to get round to making one.
I know that feeling. You know,
same a bit thin on the ground, but so many things going on in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just making movies, I get loads done. But
what's your favorite genre?
I would say probably drama.
Drama.
Slash romance, because I am a real romantic in real life, so it just reflects who I am. I just wanted something funny to say, and I thought I can't say that on air.
Yeah, I'm just laughing because you're laughing, so.
So, Roger, no matter how bad a movie Jake makes, you're going to applaud him for the effort and tell him, you know, that's good, that's fine, I'm so proud of you, simply because you're too damn polite to tell him he's done crocked it up.
No, if I've got a problem with it, I wouldn't say so. Don't you worry.
Yeah, he's done in the past. I think he's done that to me before. If I had something like wrong in the movie, even though he didn't write it, but he would still say what's wrong with it, and so tell me if you want to tweak that, you can do that. So when you delete
his scene of the his big sex scene, that's not going to upset him, you think?
Oh, actually, no, it's the other way around. Jake was talking to me earlier. There's a shower scene in it. And no, it's not the male naked.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that's
so,
it. So,
just
that,
for 5 seconds.
Yeah, so that's something to look forward to, a shower scene. Okay, it's not a lesbian shower scene, but hey, it's a shower scene with a naked woman.
Well, why isn't it a lesbian shower scene?
Because it doesn't fit in the story. That'll be the outcome.
I'm sorry. I can tell you this. A lesbian shower scene always, raises the level of any movie.
Yeah, for your perspective, Monk, but probably not for others.
I mean, you could always write a lesbian shower scene into a movie, and it always works.
Yes, even if those characters appear nowhere else in the movie.
Exactly. I mean, it's so easy to write it in, like, I remember that one time back in college.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's all you have to, it's all the lead in you need.
Yeah, that's right. And it has it forwards the story in no way whatsoever. But hey.
And your point is?
How about I make up a lesbian shower scene movie just for you, Monk? I could do that.
Yeah, just for Monk.
Yeah, I could do it.
Too late. I can make all the lesbian shower scene movies of my own.
Yeah, but isn't it more exciting when somebody else made it and you don't know what's going to happen next?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what possible variation could he come up with that I haven't already thought of?
That's probably funny.
Yeah. No, I can't say that on the air either.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, that's right. But, yes, I probably could think of a few things. Yes.
Maybe, Roger riding ponies or something.
Yeah, that's right. Or the Darth Vader, outfit in the shower.
Yeah.
Do you know you can get life-size Han Solos in carbonite? Just saw this the other day, and I'm like, wow. I mean, like, his fingers are sticking out. You could hang your hat on there or your coat or something, couldn't you? Wouldn't that be awesome? Full size. Ah, I think they're expensive, though.
And here I am looking to buy a sonic screwdriver.
Oh, I saw one the other day, but I didn't know which model you wanted. Did you want the old one or the new one?
The one that that's mostly been used in the new series.
Okay, yeah, about £15 in my local supermarket.
So yeah, I can get it online. I just haven't taken the time to order it yet.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yes, I was saying. No, I'm the guest, so it's Jake's saying.
Yeah, it's fun.
Wow.
So, Jake, do you think that is this something you think you'd like to do in the future, to take other people's scripts and do a movie based on someone else's script rather than come up with your own stuff?
Well, yeah, it depends on who the scriptwriter is, you know. It's not just, like, the most prolific scriptwriters out there. I would do it for anyone, but just...
Well, I know you do it for anyone. I mean, you're doing this one for Roger, and God knows how bad this script is.
No, it's actually good. Have you ever read the script, Monk? It's, like, awesome.
If it's anything like his ability to fly a helicopter, no, I don't.
But it's very well made script. But anyway, the
but he's already gotten most of the actors to do the work, the roles. So you've got your voice files and all that. Essentially, you basically just have to build a movie around it, right?
Yeah, he already casted two of the characters, and I casted two others. And I basically just made the movie. I didn't really have to wait for any voice acting except for ATs and Max, but yeah.
Was there anything in the movie so far that looks like it's going to present a challenge as far as getting the visual the way you need it? I mean, he's created a scene in his script that might be pushing the edge of your modding capabilities or the capabilities of Movie Storm itself?
So, let me just rephrase your question. So you're asking if there's anything in the script that could be hard to do?
You may have to rewrite because I can't do it that way, the way you've got it written. Have you seen anything like that in there yet?
Well, I've seen this one thing, which I was able to do in Kirioken. It did take a few days to, like... few days work to do that, which was hard, but I do think I can do it again. It's a car scene.
That's right.
Yeah, it's it could be hard to film, but if I do it a certain way, like with Shirley's mods that she has,
mm-hmm.
then I can do it.
Is it a conversation inside a car while it's moving?
Yes.
King and I have already discussed this and worked something out, and it worked very, very well. Do you have Grand Theft Auto?
Yes. No.
Okay. I might be able to send you some files that I've already, movie files, that you can use with a blue screen setup. And are you using an outside movie editor on this when you get it finished? Okay.
Magix.
Yeah, okay, I've got that too. You can use these background scenes that I've already filmed in the Grand Theft Auto, and all you have to do is just film your car in the correct aspects for each one of these moving shots. And I've got about 10 minutes worth of footage shot of just riding around in New York City.
Wow. Yeah.
Or if you need, a particular area, or something like
Texas.
That. You know, I don't have Texas. You'll have to come up with an urban scene for that. I can do jungles, and I could do.
Well, it happened in a city, so New York streets.
Yeah.
Okay, the blocks are smaller, but hey, it's near enough.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well, that's my opinion. But what do I know? But then again, Jake's the director, so it'd be his choice how it happens.
Yeah, I'm thinking the eastern island or the western island of Liberty City would look a lot like Dallas or Houston downtown.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I've looked at pictures of downtown Texas and stuff, and you know it's hard. That goes beyond the modding potentials for modders, Movestorm. So I do need something outside of like 3D warehouse and stuff. So yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, I mean suspension of disbelief is all that's needed. So yeah,
it's such that's such a little thing, but it's an old movie trick to use a blue screen. To use some stuff going on in the background while the car is just literally sitting there stationary. As long as you're just filming the conversation, you don't really need anything else. And don't be afraid to mix and match different game machinima from different games to get what you're looking for.
I just lost my train of thought. There is this one mod that actually did come out by Papa G that which allows it's nothing that's like city type thing, just like some kind of space stuff, but we can make it like it's city if we add a different image where it just there's an image on this little like platform thing, and you just see the thing keep on like moving and moving as like nothing else is moving, but just that thing is moving. It's called like Prim. I forget the name, something Prim, but it's a really good mod, which also could work for like a little city scene as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at the time and we're running to the end of the show.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
So this is the bits where we say last bits and all that. Because I googled how much those carbonite hand solos are full size.
How much?
£2,500, which works out just a touch under $4,000.
Well, you know, if you cut back on Tuck's dog food, you could probably pay for it in about 20 years.
Yeah, that's it. Or enter a competition and win one.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
But
Well, say goodnight, Gracie.
Night, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
You want to wrap it up with a storm on?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. All right. So I'm going to do a quick chat room shout out. We have Kente. And that's it.
Well, there's 6 people listening.
Oh, cool. Probably that one of them is me, but... yeah, so, I just want to say, Storm on, people. Storm on.
Oh, and listen to the Monk Show featuring Roger tomorrow.
Oh, don't tell them that, Roger. Nobody will tune in. Let them tune in thinking they're going to hear, you know, Ken, like they usually do.
Oh yes. Yeah, it'll be the Ken and Roger Show without Monk there at all.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Say bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.